I mean, can I just say one thing about Oncotype? And that is that I think it lags behind the evolving endocrine therapy of breast cancer. You know, Oncotype does not predict for late recurrences. It does not take into consideration the attenuation of benefit from chemotherapy in patients getting extended endocrine therapy. When the 10-15 year endocrine data unfolds, this signature is an upfront signature. It predicts prognosis at 10 years. You know, it looks at 10 years, but it looks at 10 years in patients who have received 5 years of tamoxifen and then no further therapy. That's historical treatment. We don't treat people like that anymore. You know, there's some messages in the endocrine published literature that I still find surprising people don't know about. And I'll give you an example, is that people don't realize that in premenopausal women who get breast cancer, which was receptor positive, and receive 5 years of tamoxifen, in our trial that we published, MA17, 1,000 patients had been premenopausal at diagnosis and then went on to letrozole. And when we did a subset analysis, those patients actually did better than the postmenopausal patients at diagnosis. They actually did better. They had a proportional greater reduction. So I think,
What do you think is happening?
Well, you know, it's not easy to know the explanation for that, but all I'm saying is that when one applies the benefits of chemotherapy, one is always doing it over and above endocrine therapy. And I think the endocrine therapy benefit is being underestimated very considerably in the current model. So that, you know, I'm no denying that chemotherapy is active, but will it really still be worthwhile when the endocrine therapy advantage is spread?
I entirely agree, because I think that these data and even the B20 and B14 data actually represent that the outcomes will be better now for a variety of reasons.
Right.
Number one, at the time that these studies were being done, mammographic screening was not as widely done as it is now, and we now know that those patients who have mammographically detected cancer do better. That's
right.
Number one.
Right.
Number two, we're doing a much better job of accurately staging the axilla with sentinel lymph node biopsy. And granted, there's a 10% false negative rate, 5 to 10% depending upon whose hands, but in general, I think we're doing a much better job of picking up axillary metastasis. Thirdly, we have improved hormonal therapies both in the short term and in long term. So for all of those reasons, I think that the outcomes in contemporaneously treated patients will actually be better, probably in all three groups.
Right.
And then finally, there is a difference in patterns of recurrence depending upon the recurrence score. So in tamoxifen-treated patients for 5 years from the B14 study, the risk of recurrence for low, intermediate, and high were 7, 14, and 31%. But if you look at the patterns of recurrence, for those who had a low recurrence score, two-thirds recurred after 5 years, one-third before 5 years.
Right.
Whereas in those who had intermediate or high, it was the opposite.
Right.
It was two-thirds, one-third.
Right.